Good morning, thank you for listening. I will bring you up to date on various stocks, bond, currency and commodity price changes and give highlights of today's news. Please subscribe to the podcast for automatic downloads. As of 7:51 a.m. stock market futures are mixed. Standard & Poor's Toronto Stock Exchange Index futures are down 2.6 points to 1,332.8. Standard & Poor's 500 futures are up 1.5 points to 5,333.25. NASDAQ are down 11.5 points to 18,751.5. VIX futures are down 0.03 points to 13.57. Asia and Europe. The Nikkei 225 in Japan was down 135 points to 38,953.5. The China XE300 was down 14.8 points to 3,676.16. The DAX in Germany is down 91.61 points to 18,673.55. The CAC 40 in France is down 84.45 points to 8,111.21. The FTSE 100 in London is down 32.48 points to 8,391.24. Commodity markets. Gold is down $12.15 to $2,426.40. Silver is down 45 cents to $31.97. Crude oil is down $1.39 to $77.92. Copper is up 7 cents to $5.15. Natural gas is down $0 to $2.75. July corn is called to open lower at $4.58. July soybeans is called to open lower at $12.39. July wheat is called to open higher at $6.90. The Canadian dollar is 1.3619. The Canadian 2-year bond yield is 4.26. The Canadian 10-year bond yield is 3.64. The United States 2-year bond yield is 4.82. The United States 10-year bond yield is 4.42. Bitcoin is at $71,293.40. Highlights of today's news. German producer prices fall more than anticipated. Australian consumer sentiment worsens in May. Statistics Canada to release inflation data this morning. Aaron confirms presidential elections on June 28. Independent grocers see Optine business during Loblaws boycott. Again, thanks for listening. For automatic downloads, please subscribe on a podcast app or platform. And please consider leaving a rating on the podcast app or platform. It helps grow the show. Thank you.